fly off right there.
Okay.
And get that off.
Okay. And if somebody's about to fly off like that, you might say, somebody's about to lose it, well, you might say, well, look, just what?
Yes, cooler than something, not even home.
Okay. If you've been working very hard all day long, at the end of the day, you say you're very... Okay. And if you wanted to use wear out, you say he's all...
He's all wore out.
Okay. If a person's been well, and then you hear that suddenly they get some kind of disease or something like that, say, suddenly last night she... Okay. Let me see. If a person sat in a draft all night long and then began to cough, say last night he
caught a cold.
Okay. And if it affected his voice, you say he
got hoarse.
Okay. And if he's supposed to take the medicine and you go in and the medicine's still by his bedside, you might ask him, why haven't you
took my medicine?
Okay. And he might answer, well, yesterday I just
took it up.
Okay.
It or something.
Okay. And I will
take it.
Okay. Okay. And if somebody can't hear anything at all, you say he.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And if he began to sweat when he started to work,
mm-hmm.
you'd say all day long he
sweated.
Okay. And sometimes you have a kind of discharging sore that comes to a head. You call that a
real sore.
Okay. Boil, maybe?
Boil, yeah.
Okay. If you get an infection in your hand so that your hand got bigger than it ought to be, you say, my hand.
Boil.
Okay. And you might say, it's still pretty badly.
Still pretty bad.
It my hand swole, so it's still pretty badly.
Swollen enough.
Okay. So you might say, you know, since it's not infected, it probably won't. Okay. In a war, if a bullet goes through your arm, you say you get a bullet. Okay, you get a bullet through your arm, you call that a what?
A wound.
Okay. And if you get just a little cut on your finger, that red stuff that stings that you put on it, you call that what?
I don't know.
Okay. And then they used to give somebody they used to give people a kind of tonic for malaria.
Mm-hmm.
You know what that was called? Let me see. You mentioned died earlier. If are there any sort of crude ways of saying somebody died?
Crude ways?
Yeah, joking ways.
No, not joking ways right now.
Okay. Okay. What about ways of trying to get around saying just he died? You say he what?
Well, you say you got a past or anything.
Okay. And if somebody asked you what caused him to die, okay, you would say, well, I don't know what he died. Okay. And the place where people are buried. Okay. And the box that people are buried in is called a
vault.
Okay.
Casket.
Okay. You ever hear that called anything else?
Besides casket, no.
Yeah.
No.
Kiddo?
No.
Okay. You might say he was an important man.